House Republicans are positioning their sweeping tax bill for a planned floor vote next week. Senate Republicans are set to unveil their tax bill today. The GOP goal? Get a unified bill on President Trump's desk by the end of this year. With us now is Republican Congressman Fred Upton of Southwest Michigan. Congressman, would you vote for the House tax bill as it is now?
Well, of course, as we chat, the bill is still in committee. We're going to see what the final bill looks like. I'm going to have a chance to read it and listen to the different concerns. I'm home this weekend and will be meeting with a number of different folks. But, you know, the basic principles are certainly something that I support. It really is aimed for the middle class. It doubles the standard deduction. It's going to lower, the estimates are, at least the way that it is now, it's going to lower the number of folks that itemize their return from about 30% to about 10%. So that's a pretty big reduction. Provides real relief, particularly to small businesses, in what's called the pass-through, down to 25%. It makes us more competitive with the rest of the world. And I know over here on the west side of the state, we've lost a good number of companies to overseas because their tax rate is lower. So this makes it more competitive. And, you know, we're early in the process. The committee, House Ways and Means Committee, is expected later today to actually finish their version. They're still doing changes and undertaking amendments as we speak now. It'll be on the floor next week. Don't know. Traditionally, a tax bill does not have amendments that are allowed on the floor. You have a substitute that's offered by both, by the Democrats, will be able to offer a substitute. And of course, the Senate bill is going to be different than the House bill on a number of different fronts. And should they pass their bill, the goal is for both of these bills to pass prior to Thanksgiving. They'll be different, and there'll be a lot of changes. This bill will go to conference, and we'll see it come back. And as you said in your opening, the goal is to get it done before Christmas and to be effective in January 1st of 2018.
As you get these early indications of what's in the House bill, what gives you the most pause or concern?
Well, as I think about it, I'm trying to make sure that it is really targeted towards the middle class. I guess that's my number one concern. There was a concern about a week ago, and I weighed in with the Ways and Means Committee and with our leadership, and frankly with the White House as well. There was a move afoot to change the 401ks. These, of course, have been investment, retirement abilities that people have to put into a retirement fund at a lower, or not pay the tax on it until you actually retire, which is usually a lower rate later on versus what it is when you're working. There was a move afoot to change that, to alter it in a major way. I certainly heard from people in my district and weighed in. And I'm glad to say that at least as of now, there are no changes to the 401k. For me, I've always supported every effort for people to save for the future. So that was a bullet that we were able to avoid, at least at this point. By reducing the tax rates from 7 to 3 or 4, maintaining the upper tax rate at 39.6 for those making more than $1 million, I think that was a fair compromise and certainly one that I can support. But I'll tell you, you know, I was a participant in a small business forum at Western Michigan University a few months ago. The issue that virtually every small business had, men and women that were running small businesses there, was the cost of capital. By being able to reduce that tax rate to what is likely going to be no higher than 25% is a huge win for small businesses. They've been the engine of economic growth. And I think one where we can really move forward and particularly help us here in Michigan.
You know, Congressman, right now the bill doesn't change the tax rate on income of over $1 million. It stands at 39.6%. And you've got the conservative group Club for Growth, and they want the bill changed. They want to cut that rate for people who make over $1 million, and they're demanding the bill be changed to make it easier for businesses to claim a lower 25% income tax rate. And they want to speed up repeal of the estate tax. So the question is, are wealthier taxpayers and businesses getting a big enough break in this proposal, in your view?
You know, I know the Club for Growth has called for reducing that rate of 39.6, but remember, this is always aimed at middle-class taxpayers. So I'm comfortable with keeping that rate at those that earn more than $1 million at 39.6. I know that one of the big issues here on this tax bill is it is going to increase the deficit. The budget that we passed in the House and the Senate called for $1.5 trillion over 10-year span of increasing the deficit. And in my view, our economy is so fragile that I can accept that, knowing that, in fact, at the end of the day, at the end of the 10 years, I happen to believe that we're going to create more jobs, we're going to bring back more investment from overseas, and it will more than make up for the immediate hit on the deficit by coming back with a fairer, simpler plan that really is targeted towards the middle class versus the high-income folks who, frankly, can afford a 39.6% rate.
I'm kind of hearing you don't agree that wealthier taxpayers and businesses are getting a big enough break. You're feeling that
No, I think that there's an approach. I think that it is a fair balance here.
Okay.
I really do. And I know that the...
But could more be done, do you think, for the middle and low-income families?
This is, you know, we're doubling the standard deduction, which is a huge benefit for those in the middle class area income. We're looking at a child tax credit expansion as well that's going to be in the House bill. Again, we don't know how this is going to end up in the final package because there will be differences between the House and the Senate. But at the end of the day, we're going to have a lot of Americans that literally can file their taxes on a postcard. I think to do exactly what many Republicans said over the last number of years. We haven't reformed the tax code in more than 30 years. It was 1986. It was President Reagan. Not a lot of folks. I wasn't in Congress back then, but that's a long time ago. And now you see these pictures of what the tax code looks like. There was a couple pictures here online in New York Times and other papers. The tax code literally is about 2.5 feet tall when it's stacked up in these books. The new tax code is only a couple inches long. It is way too complex. Folks have found lots of loopholes to avoid paying taxes. And, you know, right now, as they say, the heels of the Gucci Gulch, you got every tax lobbyist looking to try and preserve their little tax loophole that's there to have a standard rate by eliminating a lot of these loopholes and lowering taxes, particularly aimed at the middle class, is a pretty good vote in my estimation.
But as this is being shaped, could more be done for these low and middle income families? I mean, what changes would you propose?
The one thing you have to remember is we are governed by what the budget did a couple weeks ago when we passed it in the House and the Senate. We are only allowed to cut taxes by $1.5 trillion. You cannot exceed that. So if you add another benefit here or create another loophole, you've got to take it out of probably increasing the rate on something else. And that's why you got to have a balance. And my sense is that at the end of the day, again, the House bill is going to be different than the Senate bill. At the end of the day, I think that we'll reach a compromise between the House and the Senate and be able to get it to the president to see meaningful tax reform for the first time in more than 30 years.
Could you get a better bill by working with the Democrats?
Well, remember, I'm not on the committee. I've always been bipartisan in everything that I've done. And, you know, traditionally, you know, at the end of the day, I think that there will be a number of Democrats that vote for the final package, but not in the first round. It's not likely in either the House or the Senate. But I think at the end of the day, that final tax bill, if we get it to the president about Christmas time, there'll be a number of Democrats in both the House and the Senate that will vote for the final bill.
Your colleague in the House, New York Republican Chris Collins, made some big headlines this week when he said that his donors told him, pass the tax bill or never call them again. What are you hearing from your donors?
Well, I is one that goes home virtually every week, and I'll be home later today. I have heard from a good number of folks that are adding their voices to, you know, you all said that you do tax reform, better get it done. We are, you know, we lost our largest employer over in Allegan County. They moved their headquarters to Ireland. Why? They've got a lower tax rate. You see that time and time again. I mean, in a lot of different campaigns over the last number of years, you hear from just about everybody, you know, let's take away the incentives for companies to move overseas. This bill does that. And by allowing that income earned overseas to come back home to be invested here in bricks and mortar job creation. And I've heard from a lot of companies in our side of the state that, in fact, will bring those dollars home, will create more manufacturing jobs here, put more people to work, and create the type of world-class environment and quality of life that we want.
West Michigan Republican Congressman Fred Upton. As always, thank you so much, Congressman, for speaking with us.
It's always Fred. Thank you.